So to begin with, just to look at the basic evidence, and this is really summing up sort of the literature in quite a brief time. Pain, of course, is the most significant concern for women, and it's been a problem now for many years, and it isn't changing. So the first research looking at people with metastatic disease and their pain experiences in 1983, and my study, which is published earlier on this year, part of it, was looking at pain experienced women, and around a third of women still had significant pain with no access to analgesia. And a lot of the evidence suggests that we don't actually know, women don't know where to turn for help and don't actually have good symptom control. Also worth thinking about is that pain appears to be a concern all the way through the illness trajectory. It's not just necessarily associated with the end of life. Other symptoms which have come out throughout the research, and in mine as well, fatigue was being a significant problem for about 90% of women. Sleeplessness, or sort of, you know, all different types of sleep disturbance, not getting off to sleep, waking in the night, early wakening, which are associated with other things such as, you know, pain or mood disturbance. Nausea and breathlessness have come out as significant problems. Another study that you can see, I hope you can see the references, they're a bit small at the bottom there, but if anybody wants them, then please let me know and I'll happily provide them. That study found that over reduced physical functioning can lead to increased dependency and reduced autonomy, and that this isn't necessarily an addressed problem. And the things that came out of the study were lymphedema, ataxia, problems with peripheral neuropathy, and other sort of neurological problems. For the majority of women, that wasn't actually addressed, and that could lead to them sort of having to compromise their quality of life and their sort of social roles and things like work, etc. In another study, over 90% of women had a physical impairment, and less than a third of these received treatment for them. And it's a similar kind of thing, lymphedema, neurological problems, etc. And the other thing to consider is once a woman has a diagnosis of metastatic disease, pretty much their life is from that point dominated by one treatment or another. They have periods, of course, where there is no active treatment. But for a lot of women, it's dominated by one treatment or other. And, of course, the side effects of that also dominate their life. So we need to consider that constantly and how we care for them.